Jane's Fame: How Jane Austen Conquered the World by Claire Harmon. Narrated by Wanda McCadden. Copyright 2009 by Claire Harmon. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Henry Holt & Company, LLC, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. What is all this about Jane Austen? What is there in her? What is it all about? Joseph Conrad to H.G. Wells, 1901. When Jane Austen's brother Henry wrote the first biographical notice about the author for the posthumous publication of Northanger Abbey and Persuasion in 1818, he clearly thought his would be the last words on the subject. Short and easy will be the task of the mere biographer, he wrote. A life of usefulness, literature, and religion was not by any means a life of event. As far as Henry and his siblings were concerned, the story of their sister's authorship was over. A few of her remaining letters were bequeathed as keepsakes to nephews and nieces. Others were destroyed or forgotten. The books went out of print, and Jane's generation of Austens aged and died, secure in the belief that the public's curiosity about their sister, such as it was, had been satisfied. But almost 200 years and tens of thousands of books on Austen later, her fame and readership worldwide continue to grow. Her 6 completed novels are among the best-known, best-loved, most-read works in the English language. Practically overlooked for 30 or 40 years after her death, the tide of her fame that Henry James imagined had already passed the high water at the end of the 19th century has swollen and burst its banks. She is now a truly global phenomenon, known as much through film and television adaptations of her stories.